Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
7 days a week,
giving you the actionable insights and expert perspectives you need to win.
And here's more good news.
It's free.
So stay tuned and get the winning edge. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline. We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings. It's Farrell on the bench. I believe in whipped cream with everything.
Throw on a bench. Mavi is running it. The Yankees used six relievers to win that game. They're 11th in a row, beating the Braves tonight in Atlanta 5-4. They took both games in the set. They win another series. They've only lost one series since, like, basically, you know, the All-Star break. And that was to Boston at Fenway, where they lost 3 of 4. But every other series, literally all of them, they've won. And I said on Coast to Coast and Farrell on a Bench, the only way they're making the playoffs is if they play, you know, and win 80% of their games the rest of the way. And they've literally done that. They have literally won 80% of their games. And they are winning every night. And they caught Boston. And they passed them. And the A's, they caught them, passed them. And the bottom line is that they own that top wild card now, and they've won every series they played in except the Boston one. It's just truly unbelievable. But Chapman went 2/3 of an inning, gave up 2 hits, an earned run, walked 2, and struck out 1. And he just can't get it done. It's unbelievable, but it is what it is. So they went to Peralta. He went 1/3 of an inning and got it done. Didn't allow a hit, didn't walk anybody, and got Freeman to fly out to deep left to end the game. And they used Abreu, Rodriguez, Holmes, Green, Chapman, and Peralta to back Haney, who pitched 4 innings and gave up 2 earned runs. So there you go. You know, I talked earlier about all the bad calls in that game, though. I got to tell you, Freeman was safe at the plate in the 5th inning. That was all there was to it. And the replay called him out. That was wrong as well. Everybody and her brother knows he was safe. But when you're going good, you're going good. You get all the calls. And you don't sit around crying about anything. You just keep winning. And that's what they're doing. Now they go out to Oakland for this big series starting Thursday with the A's, who are melting like an ice cream cone against Seattle this week. If they lose to them again tomorrow, they'll tie them in the standings. And on Thursday, Jameson shots of Tyone going for the Yankees. And we'll see if they can make it 12 in a row. They never play well there, and they never play well in Seattle. I know they're playing on this trip, the A's, and then they go to Anaheim to play the Angels. So they're not going to Seattle on this trip. After that, they come back to face the Orioles for 3 in the Bronx and the Blue Jays for 4 in the Bronx. And then they play a 3-gamer with the Mets at Citi Field. and that's around September 10, 11, and 12. That's the opening Sunday, the 12th of the NFL season. So that's kind of where the Yankees are headed from here. But they've won 11 in a row, and they get it done again tonight. And Stanton hit one out. LeMahieu, a two-run shot. Odor, a bomb to deep right into the second deck, into a bar. They had it all going. So the bats are swinging. The home runs are flying out. Stanton's been playing in the outfield. They've been getting him out there every day and getting at bats. They let Voit rest tonight. He's the player of the week in the AL. Hit 426. Guy was raking and doing it all. We welcome our radio affiliates, Sirius XM, Channel 204, Mightier 1090 in San Diego, near Tijuana, do Tijuana, and Sports Map, Radio Network, Sports Byline USA, Armed Forces Radio, hoorah, soldier, hoorah. It's Pharrell on the bench on a terrible towel Tuesday. All right, Dodgers leading the Padres 1-0 in the top of the fourth at Petco. And I have to tell you, watching the Padres just sink like this has been depressing, to say the least. And obviously, everybody knows they've lost their wild card. That's all fallen out of place for them. They've screwed that up. And they've literally, they're 2-8 in their last 10. And they have just not, it's even worse than that. I mean, it's not like the numbers are even worse than that in terms of what they've done of late. But when you look at it now, they're a game behind the Reds for the second wild card. And the Dodgers have a 9.5 game lead over the Reds for the first wild card. And then now the Yankees lead over Boston is 3 in the wild card scene in the AL. Oakland, a game and a half behind Boston. And Seattle's 1 game behind them. So basically, Seattle's 2.5 behind Boston, Oakland 1.5 back. But Seattle is so far in the A's heads this week, going for the sweep tomorrow in Oakland before the A's have to turn around and play 4 against the red-hot, sizzling Yankees at the Ashtray in Oakland. Is Pharrell on a bench.
We're no ordinary sports talk network. Not only do we have a roster of world-class experts, but they tell you gaming strategies to help you win. Any simpler and we'd have to hold your hand.
And nobody wants that.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
So, you know, watching the Padres melt down has been ugly. You go back to the 11th on a Wednesday, the Marlins beat them in San Diego 7-0. Then they went to Arizona, lost on Thursday the 12th, 12-3, then lost on Friday 3-2, then lost on Saturday 7-0, finally saved face and won a game out of the 4. So they lost 3 of 4. They won 8-2 on Sunday the 15th. Then they go to Coors. They lose 6-5 on Monday, 7-3 on Tuesday, 7-5 on Wednesday. That's through the 18th. That's last week. And then they go home, and the Phillies beat them on Friday night, 4-3. Saturday, the Padres won, but the Phillies won the series on Sunday, 7-4. And then here they are. They were off on Monday. Tuesday, they start the series at home against the Dodgers. And they're behind the Reds. So all of their failings have caught up with them. And the Reds have caught up with them. And the Reds have passed them. And the Reds have played really good ball. And that's just all there is to it. And, you know, they've just continued to go out and win. They're losing right now in Milwaukee, though, 5-4 after 7 to the Brewers. That's a really good game going on in Brewtown right now. That's for sure. So anyway, I wanted to get into this alliance that the I had mentioned with Haro, and that I told you how I feel about it in terms of the Pac-12, ACC, and Big Ten. Now, they've agreed to not poach each other's teams, but they have not finalized whether or not they'll allow expansion in those conferences. So it sounds to me like the vote was the Big Ten would like the ability to expand. The ACC is undecided, and the Pac-12 is making a decision by Friday of this very week on whether or not they're going to allow expansion in their own conference. Sounds to me like they are, but we'll see. Time will tell. By the end of the week, we'll have an answer on that. But I was looking at this story, and, you know, I think this is, you know, basically from a football standpoint. Now, I could be wrong, but as far as I'm concerned, you could make it a case for football and basketball. As far as I'm concerned, it would be just as, you know, workable, just as doable. Now, Machado to the wall. Oh, and a home run is robbed and left. Pollock with the robbery in the seats, with the glove up in the fan's face, makes the catch and robs Machado of a homer. Ah, the humanity of it all. That's the luck the Padres have been having lately. Urias gets taken deep. Pollock makes the home run saving catch to stop the ball from going into the seats and left. Anyway, so listen to some of these matchups and tell me this doesn't sound delicious. These are the, you know, probabilities. They could have any of these matchups. Clemson and Ohio State. I mean, that sounds like a college football playoff matchup, doesn't it? That's like a title game. The Canes against Nebraska. Now, you got to remember, some of the greatest games ever in college football history were when Tom Osborne's Nebraska Cornhuskers took on, you know, Jimmy Johnson's Miami Hurricanes. Right? I mean, that's just all there is to it. So that was then. This is now. I don't think Nebraska is anything now. I know a lot of people try to sell me all this BS about Scott Frost being this great coach and that Nebraska's on the up. And I'm like, yeah, up yours. How's that sound? They've done nothing but lose. They can't even win five games. When is Nebraska going to win more than five games? When are they going to matter again legitimately in college football? They have not mattered in forever. And that is unacceptable in Lincoln. I can tell you that much. Penn State and USC. I mean, I've heard of worse games. I mean, Penn State and USC, why not? I mean, let's go. Oregon and Wisconsin. Haven't we seen that in the Rose Bowl? So I'm all for that. How about Florida State and Michigan? Now we can watch Jim Harbaugh lose to Florida State. He can't beat Ohio State. Might as well lose to some other heavies. How about Colorado and Nebraska, like the old Big Eight? That's fantastic. How about Penn State and Pitt again? And, you know, does it get any better than that? The backyard brawl. What was it? Was that, I can't remember if that was, it was Pitt and West Virginia, I think they called that, the backyard brawl. Well, either way, I'm all for that. Pitt and Penn State used to be great. I used to go up to see those games, Pitt play Penn State at Pitt Stadium or at Happy Valley, being from Pittsburgh. Pitt and Penn State hate each other's guts. And it should be a football rivalry. It should have never ended. It should have never stopped. They should play Pitt and Penn State, and Pitt and West Virginia every year should happen, no matter what, because of their locality, because of where they are. And it was just a constant rivalry, both of them. It should have never ended. It's a joke that they screwed that up. The NCAA and these conferences have screwed up football so badly. That's why we're where we are today. That's why we're having these alliances. That's why it's so bad in the Big 12 that Oklahoma and Texas said, screw this, we're going to the SEC, whether you like it or not. Ohio State and USC. I guess that's old school Rose Bowl type stuff. Washington and Minnesota, that does absolutely nothing for anyone. North Carolina and UCLA. I mean, what is that about? Is that some kind of powder blue thing they're trying to drum up? I don't know what that is. That's not going to work for me. I mean, if Miami ever gets back to like five national championship type level play, I could see Miami and Oregon being good. How about Clemson and Michigan? Here's one. Arizona State and NC State. That makes no sense. Georgia Tech and Purdue. I don't think that gets anybody excited. Penn State and Virginia Tech. I think that could be a decent football matchup for sure. In Blacksburg and Miserable Valley. Washington and Wisconsin. I mean, if Washington ever got good again where they were legit, and Wisconsin always is, I think that would be a decent one. Indiana and Louisville in college basketball is a must. There was nothing like Bob Knight taking on Denny Crum and Louisville in college basketball. They ruined Indiana and Kentucky, and Indiana and Louisville as badly as they ruined Pitt and West Virginia, Pitt, Penn State. I mean, they have ruined everything. You know, they really have. Indiana should play Louisville in college basketball and Kentucky every single effing year until the end of time. That's all there is to it. Florida State and Nebraska. I could get down with that. Clemson and USC. They keep trying to sell USC to me. USC needs to be better for me to start, you know, getting all worked up about them. I'm not like that fazed by USC these days. Is anybody else? I know they always talk about how great they are, and they just aren't. So that's that. Iowa and Colorado. I always thought that that could be a hell of a rivalry, you know, because of where they are. I mean, they're like right near each other. Why not? I'm all for it. Colorado and Iowa City. Sounds good to me. Such a badass. He just absolutely is a monster in the block.
I just want to feel my burger finger.
You're so money and you don't even know it.
You know, last night I was talking about the Circa Millions and the Circa Survivor football contest, pro style in Vegas. And Mafia got all worked up and it kept him up all night. He couldn't sleep. And he knew that today he had major responsibilities with his wife, his daughter, obligations such as, you know, getting him up and going for, you know, his wife's job. And then his daughter had to get up and get cleaned up and have breakfast, and he had to make her breakfast and get all that done. He had to like plan out her day, make sure she had some fun things to do and everything else. He had to walk the dog, make sure the dog cables and all the rest, feed the dog, all this other stuff. He had a lot going on. He had to produce the TV show. He had to produce the radio show. He had to do tons of clips, audio, video, and everything all over Hell's Bells. But the first thing he did, you know, a lot of people get up, go to the bathroom, brush their teeth. Mafia, like a lot of people, some people get up and have a smoke. Mafia got up and he started calling proxies in Vegas because he wants in on the Circa Millions and Circa Survivor. So like the wife, the daughter, the dog, they all had to wait until Mafia got it all figured out with the Circa Millions and the Circa Survivor contest, because it's clear that the Mafia has his priorities in order. I mean, family can wait, dogs can wait, food can wait, eating, jobs, love, hugs, kisses, all that stuff is nonsense when it comes to Mafia's gambling problem. He has to get his action in. The Circa Millions 3, 5 picks versus the spread each week, 1 point for a correct game, half point for a push, 3 entries per person at 1,000 each. So $3,000 if you did 3. 1 million top prize guaranteed, 4 million in total prizes, quarterly payouts, no rake, 100% payback of prize pool to the players, not to the house. Circa Survivor Contest, you can get 6 entries in this one at 1,000 a pop. 6 million total guaranteed payout, 1 million undefeated bonus prize. Choose one different team to win straight up each week. You cannot pick the same team twice the whole season. Ties and canceled games are losers. Thanksgiving and Christmas each is its own contest week. So there's 20 selections for the season. Entries for holiday weeks previously selected will be eliminated. That means you lose. Undefeated bonus prize. Week 18, you must choose Kansas City or Tampa Bay. If previously used, the player loses. And then signups are in Nevada everywhere. Circa Sports Counters at the Golden Gate, the D, Circa Casino, Tuscany Suites Casino, the Pass at Water Street Casino, Circa Nevada mobile app. You can do it on there. Circa kiosks outside of Nevada, like Mafia, you use a proxy and you're golden. Go to Vegas to sign up. And throughout the season, use your proxy to handle your business. And you're going to be loving life. And then once Mafia got all that done and got in on the contest, then, like, his wife had already left for work. His daughter was crying. She was miserable. The dog went to the bathroom in the house. The TV show suffered greatly. The radio show, we're lucky we even got on the air tonight. But I understood all of it and gave him a complete pass because I knew how important it was that we get into the millions in Survivor contests. Screw everything else. Water, oxygen, food, family, animals, weather, police, fire departments, none of that matters. The Millions 3 and Survivor contest matter. Boom. Tell them, Mafia. Just, you got your priorities in order. I wasn't mad about anything. You did the right thing, son.
You're right. I mean, you got to make that money. And we just put a nice new fence up today. These guys were here. And I'm like, how do you think I'm going to pay for this? I got to go win this money back in the Circa Millions. And I called my guys out there. And unfortunately, I cursed out by a couple of them because, you know, 3-hour time difference was super early. But listen, money needs to be made and they got to do their job.
Yeah, get out of bed and get my action in, idiot face. All right, there you go. All right, so I want to get your opinion of this. I'm going to throw a few more of these games and matchup possibilities, and then you tell me what you think. Arizona State and Michigan State. Utah and Virginia Tech. I guess Miami and Wisconsin. Notice how any matchup that Miami plays, I'm interested in. I just wanted to say that. You can see that I have a complete homerized milk toast here. Florida State, Ohio State, I'm all for that. Michigan State, North Carolina, I think makes for great college basketball. Football, not so much. I'm not a big fan of Michigan State football. I don't think they're that good ever, to be honest. And I think North Carolina is good this year, but they've never really been good to me. Not in a sense that they mattered significantly. Clemson and Penn State, I think, makes for great college football. Stanford, Northwestern, really smart people playing there. Iowa and Washington, not so much for me. Nebraska, Va Tech, not buying it. Miami, Ohio State, of course. I want revenge from 2001. Penn State, Washington, I can see that in football for sure. BC and UCLA, not buying it. North Carolina, Oregon, not buying it. Washington State and North Carolina State, please. These get worse by the game. Cal and Virginia, who cares? Arizona and Iowa, that'll never work. Pitt and Rutgers, I think that could work. Kind of steel belt. And, you know, yeah, I've never understood Rutgers in the Big Ten, to be honest with you. I get why they're there because of the Big Ten wanting the New York market on television. But Shiano's got a long way to go to sell me over. And for me to buy that they're some kind of badass, because they're just not. And Oregon State, Michigan, no one cares about that. Maryland, Wake, I guess proximity, I could see that. And Duke, Stanford, I think can work in everything, football and basketball and other sports, because once again, same kind of thing as Stanford, Northwestern. Really smart people should be playing against each other, like, you know, Harvard and Yale. So Mafia, I have rattled off tons, at least 40 different scenarios of possible showdowns, rivalries, games of interest. I mean, you got to admit that at least 25 of those are good.
Of course, you know, anything where you have the, you know, top ones in those conferences are going to be exciting. When you get, you know, Clemson, Ohio State, Miami. I know you're, you know, not high on them right now because they've had a couple of down years, but, you know, USC for all those years that they had the battles, you know, you had USC, Notre Dame, you know, them involved, Notre Dame with these other teams. All those ones are going to be the ones you're really driven about. Don't give me so many of these, you know, states, like you said, the Michigan States, the Oregon State. Who cares about Oregon State, Arizona State? Like, there's a lot of those that they threw out that I'm like, all right, come on, that's bunk. You know, Penn State's the only one that I'm really excited about getting involved with these other teams, but that's great matchups. Those are some exciting things you could have going on, and it'll get rid of some of these other crappy games that we have to watch. You know, some of these first 2-3 weeks where you're getting these big guys just beating up on these little teams. Well, you know what? Now they got to, you know, get it going earlier. They got to get, you know, to their high point right away, because the SEC's not messing around. And if they want to keep up in the race, if they want to not have it be four SAT teams, you know, come 2026, then they got to have good matchups right out of the gates as well.
So they used Oregon State in one game against Michigan. Michigan will beat their ass in everything, basketball and football. I will say it's the haves and have-nots in all these conferences. But I'll say this. I said it before. When Oklahoma and Texas go to the SEC, I think it's going to make the SEC exponentially better. I really do, because I think there's too many teams in the SEC, for my money, that have really sucked for a long time. Like, in my lifetime, seriously, it's been Alabama and Auburn, and you know, that's it, right? Like, am I wrong? Seriously. Because you talk about all these other ones, like Vandy and all these others. Tennessee's fallen off the map. Florida, we hear about Florida every year. Florida's going to do this and that, and then they never do anything. I won't deny they did it when Meyer was there and Tim Tebow. They certainly had a great football team then. I'm not going to argue with that. And they've had great basketball teams. So I can still see Florida mattering, but they go in waves for me. It's not every day. The, you know, Ole Miss, Mississippi State. I mean, at the end of the day, they've been, for my lifetime, they've been garbage. They've never done anything. And, you know, I keep hearing about Texas A&M and what they're going to do. And Jimbo Fisher's always making big promises about them kicking Alabama's ass. And that never happens, right? It just never happens. So you can talk about the rest of those teams, Arkansas and all the rest of them. They suck too. I mean, let's face facts. You know who matters. You know all that matters. But when you get Oklahoma and Texas in there, because I truly believe I'm buying Sarkisian in Austin. I mean, a guy, was he not exciting with what he was doing at Tuscaloosa? Was he not exciting? I mean, he would have done amazing things in college football elsewhere, even before Alabama, but he was drunk. So he blew those opportunities because he was a drunk. And then when he got sober, he went to Tuscaloosa and he, you know, lit up the world with that offense of his. And if he has anything like that kind of talent in Austin, because don't tell me they don't get talent in Austin. The Longhorns will win with Sarkisian's offensive mind and genius. I'm telling you, it's certainty. It's as certain as anything. And I think Oklahoma can beat anybody with Riley. As long as he's there, they're, I mean, loaded, they're talented, they're deep, they're athletic. So I think those two teams will push Alabama. And, I, you know, I think Oklahoma and Texas can actually push Auburn right in the face out of the picture and be better than them as well. So I think it's going to be fantastic. But not till 25 moving forward.
You don't have to listen to Sports Grid. You can always go find a clover patch. Get down on all fours and find one with four leaves. Or you can get the winning edge right here. And you won't get any ticks. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
If we're on a bench with you, we've got the owner and CEO of Circa Casino, the D Casino, Golden Gate Casino in Vegas, the Titan of Fremont Street. Badass Derek Stevens joins us again. He was on Coast to Coast today on the TV side on Sports Grid TV. Now he's on our radio side tonight to talk more about Circa Millions 3 and Circa Survivor, the two greatest football contests in the world. I want to get into that in a minute. I want to ask you, first of all, Derek, and this is an entirely different audience and a completely different show than the one we do on TV in the daytime. Two different styles completely. So now you're back on radio with me like old school when you used to sit down with me and bang out shows all the time at the D. So let me ask you about, frankly, your opinion of the gambling world now and its amazing growth. How New Jersey has exploded in revenue, and what they've done here is it's insane. You've seen what New York has done without the gambling. They've all come over the bridge and through the tunnel, and they've gone down to the anywhere, truck stops, bars, pizza shops, to the Meadowlands, to the FanDuel Sportsbook, wherever. All of the New York bettors were going over into New Jersey, and the handle was outrageous. Now, New York is about to give out licenses, and everyone and their brother is fighting for those licenses, as you know, including guys like Jay-Z and Fanatics, you know, Penn Gaming, all of them, every one of them, BetMGM, they're all clamoring for those licenses because they know what they made in Nevada and what they make in New Jersey, they're going to make in New York tenfold, and it's insane. But you've seen it grow now, Derek, in a lot of states. And what has that done to your blood flow? Does it make your blood pump to see it exploding everywhere? Or does it bother people in Vegas that it's not just Nevada anymore?
No. First off, great to talk to you, Scott. It was a little loud when I came on here. Kind of funny. I'm with my wife over. We're at a minor league baseball game here out in Vegas right now, and it just made me think. In between innings, you know, they're telling public address announcers telling people to download the app, download your app, stuff like that. Things have really changed in the last 10 years. I would tell you in Vegas, you know, when you see the other states coming on, I've said this many times. I think it's terrific. I mean, just because you live in one state doesn't mean you shouldn't be able to make a bet. And let's also be realistic. People are making bets anyways. So I think this is great. I think the reason why I think it's so good is because now that all these books are licensed in all these states, you're getting to see a lot more media, a lot more interest on sports betting. So I love seeing it. I love seeing more states bring sports betting to them. And it hasn't hurt Nevada, I can tell you that. I mean, Nevada's setting records as well. Just doesn't have as much population as Jersey or what New York will, but Nevada's numbers are. I mean, it's not like we're taking share, or I mean, we're not reducing the numbers. I mean, it's just the pie's getting a lot bigger.
Yeah, it's crazy. So I have to say, you know, because I was at CBS and you saw me jump into the sports betting. You always knew that I was heavy into sports betting because I was notorious for it. My whole career talking about spreads and money lines and totals and everything. 30 years ago when I was doing Pharrell and a Bench nationally and I was on in Detroit and everywhere else from New York and L.A., but I've been doing it forever. But then I jumped in with Sports Grid. You've seen all these television networks, all of these radio networks, every one of them now has gambling shows, sports betting shows, sports betting talent. What have you thought of that transformation of the media business towards gambling? It's erotic to me. I think it's fantastic. I knew a long time ago that this day would come. I'm sure you did as well when you started licking your chops to get into the sports betting business yourself.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I think everybody was really paying attention to this thing was a big deal. I still remember days of the Pontiac Silverdome. You know, the Lions are down, 37-0. You get a late field goal in the fourth quarter. Boom, it hits 40, and everybody gets up and walks out. I'm like, and I'm thinking to myself, doesn't everybody see what's going on? The game just went over, you know. But I think this is just terrific. This is terrific. I mean, I think it's great for our country, great for Nevada, great for Vegas, and for circus sports. I'm fired up because I know that, you know, no matter where you're making a bet, you know, a lot of people are going to come to Vegas, and I just hope that when they come to Vegas, they're going to want to come see the world's largest sports book. So I love it. I think this is really good.
So you have always had a marketing genius in your mind, in your thinking, and in your business, you know, plans. In your world, you're always thinking ahead and what's the next thing I can do to grow business in your casinos and in your world. And you've always talked to me about that, how you expand and get bigger and do things that are creative and nuts. When you started seeing, you know, growing through the years, what they were doing at like the Superbook with the super, you know, contest that they had, I know you obviously saw all that happening and evolving over the years. When you decided to get into the sports book business with Circus Sportsbook, the best in the game and the biggest sports book in the world, at what point did you say, I'm going to have a contest, a couple of them, and they're going to be bigger than everybody else's, like everything else I do?
Well, we always had a plan. We wanted to do our own contest, and you know, we did that a couple years ago. We guaranteed $1.5 million, and then last year we bumped it to $3 million, and we exceeded it. And yeah, this year we went a little crazy. I mean, I just thought that with sports betting becoming more prolific around the country, you know, we guaranteed $4 million in the Circus Sports Millions and guaranteed $6 million in Circus Survivors. So we thought this was the year that the football contests were really going to take off. And, you know, we saw so many people just loved it last year. And they didn't have the ability to really travel. So this was the year we really thought contests would explode. And as far as football contests goes, you know, obviously Las Vegas is the mecca for that. And really, we made circuit the point where everybody's got to come to. So we're fired up about it.
So tell me about like how you've seen the Circa Millions contest evolve for the players. So like when you see a guy get in the lead, let's say, because you run the contest, obviously they do five picks against the spread every week, half point for the correct or half point for the push, full point for the correct play, how many entries they got going. They know what the bottom line is, no rake. They know what the prizes are and everything else. When do you see people getting like hot and you see them racking up points and racking up covers and racking up wins, and the mighty separate themselves from the pack? Have you seen it like from that standpoint throughout the three, you know, the two previous seasons? Have you been able to watch people like take the lead, get a lead? How intense has it gotten to see who ends up winning it?
Oh yeah, it's been a lot of fun. I mean, you know, after week one, obviously we see who's out there. Wait a few weeks, you know, once you get about, let's say, 25 picks under your belt, we start tracking the top 20, and it's pretty amazing. It's a lot of fun to track every week that goes by. One thing we do in the Circus Sports Millions is, you know, we're guaranteeing $3 million for the overall, but we're giving away $1 million worth of quarterly prizes. So if you do real well in the first 4 weeks and you go 18-2, you're probably gonna cash something.
That's awesome. Which one, Derek, has sparked the most fandom and craziness? Has it been the Millions, or has it been people like doing the Survivor better, where they just have to pick a team to win every week, and you get 20 picks through the season, and you can have 6 entries at a grand? Which one has been more popular so far at Circa?
So far right now, we've got about 1,600 entries in the Circus Sports Million, and we're about 1,300 for Circus Survivors. So the Millions has the early lead, but as you know, we've got a couple weeks to go. You know, if we don't hit 6,000 entrants in Survivor, it's an overlay. I mean, what better thing you could do as a sports gambler? You know, I mean, if we end up with 5,000, we're paying out $6 million, so you have some positive EV out there. So we think you know, as we get closer to the beginning of the season, we're going to see some groups coming out you can actually take up to six survivor entries a person. And we think we're going to see a few of the groups come out just because the value is so strong.
So we're on, as you know, on Mightier 1090 in San Diego, and the legendary Wolfman Jack was on that signal back in the day, and 77,000 watts, the biggest stick in radio. It goes from Baja all the way to the Canadian Rockies. So everyone from, I mean, literally Mexico to Canada to the Rockies up there, people smoking fatties up in Canada and skiing at Banff, they can all hear us on 1090. All of Southern California listens to us. That market to you, we want fans in San Diego and LA and everyone in the Bay Area to get over to the Circa in Vegas or the D or the Golden Gate, go check in, hang out, spend the weekend, drink, gamble, slots, tables, blackjack, free bet blackjack, roulette, craps, drink, long bar, all day, eat, Andiamo, all the great new restaurants in Circa, party ass, sign up for the contest, and you will have the time of your life. How much has that California audience for you been important to your bottom line to get players and bettors and fans of Vegas and fun seekers to come over and make that four or five, whatever, even Bay Area drive just to get to Vegas? How important has that been for your business?
Oh, it's been huge. I mean, you know, we did the sponsorship with the Padres, and obviously we have so many Dodger fans out here in Las Vegas, and well, we've had people from the Bay Area flying in. It's pretty great. You know, really with our contest, people are flying in. They might be staying for a day or two, do a day of stadium swim. Other people are just flying in and jumping in and getting in the contest and rolling back out at night. So, when you have something like this that we're doing with no rake at all, it's really a big deal. Everybody wonders why we do it, but the reason we do it is because we want people to come out and check out our new resort at Circa. We want people to check out the world's largest sports book. That's something that just a lot of online guys can't do. I mean, we're utilizing these contests to get people into our brick and mortar casino, check it out, and give people an opportunity to have a great time while they're signing up, you know.
I got to tell you, I think what I've seen you do, I've always admired your acumen and business savvy and brilliance. Even with, like, when the Knights came to town, you were the first to pounce on that. You got a suite. You got the front row seats on the glass. You got a relationship with the team and the D downtown as the official, casino of the Knights. Obviously, same thing with the Raiders. You've been brilliant with all those moves. Vegas is jumping again. Sports in Vegas is jumping. Circa Millions is jumping. Circa Survivors jumping. Circa Casino's badass. I'm thrilled to be a part of it. Good luck the rest of the way. We'll keep pumping the contest. Thanks so much for coming on the bench tonight, Derek. All the best to you, Nicole, and the whole family.
My buddy's a fan of yours in Vancouver, Canada, so he hears you crystal clear. I thought I'd let you know that.
Time after time, I sit and I wait for your call.
Yeah, Moppy and I have been out to Vegas working with Derek Stevens at the D Casino for a long time. For the entire time we were at CBS, we did it. And I don't even remember if we did it at Howard Stern. It's been so long. We worked with him forever. So we're a huge fan of his, and what he does out in Vegas has been an incredible story. It's great to be back in bed with him doing the Circa Millions and Circa Survivor. It's not just a promotion. It's a relationship we've had forever, over a decade. And he's been great to us, and it's great to be working with him again, and everyone out there at all of his properties, just the greatest people ever. I'm excited about it. We look forward to doing a lot with him with Sports Grid in the future, including this year's Super Bowl, where we'll get back in bed with them and do the biggest Super Bowl bash you've ever seen in your life. If you don't go to the Super Bowl party in Vegas, you are crazy, because it is the biggest bash in the world. You have never seen anything like it. It is debauchery central. I've never been to a better party in my life. Dodgers up on the Padres, 1-0 after six, going to the seventh. Brewers up 7-4 on the Reds. Bottom nine in Brewtown. Those are the only two games left. By the way, the Mariners, they won both those games in Oakland. They're only playing two, so the A's are off tomorrow. They play the Yankees on Thursday, the start of a four-game set. Yankees won their 11th in a row tonight. We'll see you tomorrow on Coast to Coast, per usual, at 4 p.m. Eastern, and we'll be rocking everything in sports, all the baseball. Get you ready for Friday and Saturday NFL preseason activity as well. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great night, everybody. Good night. Good job, Ma. Peace out.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
You're due for your biannual cleaning, something you usually forget and would rather not remember. But you just got a reminder from the Gentle Dentist in Worthington. Call 614-431-3311.